It's almost dark. We need to find a place to stay for the night.
Just a little further, Oscar, I promise.
We're miles away from Farhold by now.
I'm not worried about Farhold. I'm worried about Ryan and the Southlanders. They're bound to have men looking for us and the book.
We can't see in the dark, and neither can they.
Just a little further. Don't worry, Oscar. We'll be safe soon. I'll get you safe soon.
Thora, you said that an hour ago, and we're still not there. I know that you mean well, but please take a break. You've been agitated like this ever since...
I haven't! I never... I am not agitated! Sorry, Oscar. I'm sorry for this. But Rutherford's men...
wouldn't find us in this hour. The trees are many. The light is far too dim. Please, have a rest.
All right, fine. I think there's an old hunting cabin not too far ahead. We can stop there for the night. But no fire.
I can do that.
There it is. Come on, let's go. Looks like there's nobody using it right now. Seems clear.
Great. Let's get some rest.
Are you hungry, Oscar? I think I still have some apples from lunch in my bag. I know you like apples. I grabbed a whole bunch of them when we...
I'm all right, Thora.
Let's see. Spellbook, some sewing supplies. Where are those damn apples?
I'm all right.
Uh-huh. What are these? They feel like letters. I'm going to put it by the window. Borrow some moonlight. They're addressed to... you?
That... looks like my father's handwriting.
How did they get in my bag?
Maybe they were in the spellbook?
Sure. That makes sense. Well, do you want them?
I guess.
Wait! Apples. Catch! Ugh!
Thanks, but it's all right, really.
You haven't eaten for a while. Just have it.
Okay.
So, are you going to read the letters from your father?
I'm not sure. You saw how unstable he was becoming. I don't know what I'm going to read in those letters. And now he... you know... he's dead. It's just... I don't want to remember him losing control like that. I'm afraid those letters might burn that image in my mind.
I understand. Not even my mother knew what to do.
Let's get some rest. Here, have the bed. You're really exerting yourself lately.
No, you get some rest, Oscar. I'll keep watch.
Are you sure?
Yes, really. It's no problem. Good night, Oscar.
Okay.
Here looks like a good spot. Don't you think, kids? Alden, what do you think?
It looks like a fine place for a picnic.
All right. Thora, Oscar, go practice your light spells for a bit while Alden and I get things set up.
Come on, Oscar. I think if we work together, we can make it shine really bright.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's go over by that tree.
Brylsk.
Are you sure now is a good time? They look so happy and carefree right now.
Yes, Alden, they are. But you're not getting any better, and you know it. The book is going to need new guardians soon, and they'll be the next guardians. They're almost adults now. Tiny Oscar is going to be a man, and little Thora is going to be a woman. They've been training their whole lives for this.
You know, if you hadn't signed us both up for this guardian stuff when Charles and Gwen died, I'd be a lot healthier and a lot happier.
And get stuck with that Southerner Ryan Rutherford as a partner? Or worse, Torrin? No way.
At least Torrin would actually care about not using the book for his own ends.
Yeah, he might just use it to polish his sword or armor once in a while, but that's it.
Still, do you think Lord Bruis knows what he's doing, establishing a legacy of guardians?
Yes, I trust King Alistair's judgment. Besides, I guess it's easier than having to hunt for new apprentices immediately afterwards.
Maybe I'm just a traditionalist. Plus, I don't want Oscar exposed to that accursed book. I'm already starting to do things without remembering them, Rose.
You raised Oscar to be a strong kid, and he won't bear the burden alone. Thora will be there to guide him.
You're right. And who knows? Maybe they'll figure out a way to beat the book's curse.
Yeah, they both are smart kids. Speaking of which, I think it's time we tell them.
Must we tell them so soon?
Yes, it hurts me too. This is the last sense of peace they will probably know for the rest of their lives, Alden.
You're right. Well, do you want to call them or shall I?
I'll do it. Get the food out of the basket. Thora! Oscar! Come here! Alden and I have something that we want to talk to you both about.
Okay.
Apples, sandwiches, berry.
What is it, Mom?
Have a seat, you two. What we're about to tell you is very serious, okay?
First, food. Here, apples, sandwiches, berries.
Thank you, Mr. Alden.
So, Oscar, Thora, as you both know, Alden and I are the guardians of the Book of the North. It's our duty to protect not just the book, but all of the Highlands from the dangerous magic inside.
Right. But what's that got to do with us?
We've been training you in magic, not just because you both have a natural talent for it, but also because eventually Rose and I won't be able to do it anymore. When you two were born, we had a meeting with King Bruis, and we decided that instead of searching for apprentices to take our place, we'd simply raise you two from birth to do it.
Do we have a choice in the matter?
Thora.
It's all right, Rose. She has a point. We do have a backup plan just in case you guys decided you didn't want to do it. But know that if you replace your mother and I, you are bringing honor not only to yourselves, but to our families as well. It's no small task being a guardian of the book.
But why do we have to replace you? Doesn't the book give you an unnaturally long lifespan?
It's for the same reason as to why there must be two guardians. The book is full of powerful, dark magic. The burden is too great for one person to bear alone. And even worse still, continued exposure to the magic
changes people. Tempts them. Whispers to them. Drives them mad.
Alden, please calm down.
Oh, right. I'm sorry, Rose, children. Like Rose said, the book is powerful and corrupting. Eventually, if we aren't careful, we could end up being consumed by the book and turning into liches. And those would be dark times indeed.
Is that what's happening to you?
Yes. Luckily, it's only just begun for me.
But he's got a long way to go before it's actually time for him to stop.
Indeed.
So, why are you telling us this now?
We wanted to prepare you guys for the eventuality and offer you a choice. We don't want to force this on you. We know it's a lot to ask. You don't have to decide yet, but we need to know by the end of this year.
All right. Oscar, what do you think?
I don't know. It's our entire future, Thora. I need some time to think on it.
Alden, you're squinting. What is it?
It looks like there's a centaur approaching.
A centaur? What's one doing here? I thought Chiron had signed a treaty with the North.
He looks hurt.
Lord Alden, Lady Rose, I come bearing terrible news. Master Chiron, he's dead.
What?
Dead? Who killed him?
It was Belin. The Centaur tribes are in revolt. Please. I just need a place to stay and rest, so I can pray to my gods for guidance.
I have a spare room in my home. Let me close your wound.
Thank you, Lady Rose.
All right, let's go. Thora, help Oscar and Alden pack up the picnic.
So I'm assuming you're Vrifern, then. Chiron spoke very highly of you when we last met.
Yes, sir. Chiron and I worked very closely together to maintain the peace within the Lowlands.
I'd imagine it wasn't easy when the peace treaty was signed.
No, it wasn't. At first, we had people calling for Chiron's head. claiming the centaurs needed to be part of those in charge of the book, and that they had rights to the power within it.
Seems that those who wanted him dead never really went away, considering he's... I'm sorry.
What's that noise?
It doesn't sound good, whatever it is.
No, it doesn't. Stay here. I'll get a closer look.
One can only hope my presence here hasn't brought any unwanted attention to Farhold.
Alden and I will protect you. We have the book.
There seems to be a large army in the village. It looks like Southlanders. We need to get back, now!
Are you sure? There wasn't any signal or anything.
Yes. I doubt Ryan would have just let someone warn us without killing them first, even if attempts were made.
Then what should we do now?
We head back to Rose's home. Reefern will be safe.
Well, looky what we have here then. If it ain't good old Mr. Irvin and his fellow guardian, Mrs. Urquhart.
Stay back.
Or what? You and your friends will be no match as soon as Lord Rutherford...
Fiennin!
With me, now!
Those vines won't hold for long. Okay, you two. Take Reefer into the chapel room. He'll be able to pray there.
What should we do then?
Stay with him! That's what you'll do! No one is to leave this house! You understand?
Now, Alden. Keep your cool.
Sorry. Again. This book, it's no good for me.
Well, one more battle won't kill anyone, will it?
We'll be back soon. Stay safe and stay hidden.
They're here!
You ready?
Always.
What do we have here? Ah, yes, the two guardians. Fantastic! What an honor it is to meet you.
What are you doing here, Ryan? Is your appearance here anything to do with Chiron's death?
Death? Chiron? Oh, right. Yes, just yesterday, actually. It was an awful long journey here. Very tiresome.
You idiot!
Right, sorry. Where are my manners? I forgot it wasn't really me who was behind his death. No, I just know that Belin was interested in seeing the fellow mule dead and, well, I need some more allies. It was a smart idea, really.
There's nothing smart about killing good people!
What would you know? You've had your whole life handed to you on a golden platter. You've never needed to sacrifice anything.
I worked hard to get where I am. The king trusts me, unlike you betraying Torin. Who's to say you won't do it again?
Look at you, sucking up to that fool of a king. It's a pity. Just means I'll need to make more sacrifices to get what I want, I guess.
I've had enough of your talk!
Alden, no!
Jenna!
A miss! How pathetic!
Alden, why did you do that? You're just irritating him!
She's right, Alden. Why did you do that? My men are sweeping the streets as we speak. Speaking of, why are they not here yet? Come here, you brutes! We've got work to do!
Still getting other people to do your dirty work, I see. No wonder Torin kicked you out.
Torin left me for dead. I only returned the favor when he needed me most.
Torin made up for that. You know he did. He gave you a place to fight by his side. Don't come here with that nonsense.
Say, Miss Urquhart, you've been snuggling up well with Mr. Irving here now that your husband's dead?
Don't you dare.
Watch your mouth, kid.
Sorry, did I hit a nerve? Last thing I heard was you and Miss Urquhart here were-
Jenna!
You idiot! Oh, that hurt a lot! Take this!
Oh, my arm! Oh, that was the idea, you dog!
Alden!
This one's for you!
Not out of the fight just yet, Ryan. I've still got-
Sir Rutherford! We've cleared up the village!
About time you idiots got here!
Rose, quickly! We need to go...
After them! Now!
Mom! Alden! You're back!
More importantly, they're injured. What on earth happened?
There's no time to talk, Oscar. Head back into the chapel room and keep Reefern safe.
But what about you? You're hurt.
Mr. Irving? Mrs. Urquhart? What's happening?
By Vera's bones, is everyone going to keep asking the same question?
Alden, now is not the time to be like this.
You know, if I hadn't been exposed to more of the book's magic just 5 minutes ago, I may be fine.
As soon as we deal with this, it's...
There's nowhere to turn now! We've got you surrounded! Hand over the book!
Oscar! Thora! Run!
You move an inch, and my men will not hesitate to slaughter you and everyone else in this room.
No, you won't do anything to her. It's just us and the book you want.
Rose, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, Alden. Thora, I love you. Janna.
Mom!
Rose!
Well, she had a plan. I'll give her that. Luckily, the spell she tried didn't even finish before the sword stabbed her.
You... you coward!
Aw, poor Alden. All alone in the world without someone to hold his hand. How pathetic. Hope the book's treating you well.
You... you know nothing about the book! An imbecile like you couldn't begin to comprehend the power it holds!
Oh, couldn't I? Well... I guess an imbecile wouldn't know about the darkness either.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Dad, what's he talking about?
Nothing, son. It's fine. I'm fine.
How sweet. You're still trying to keep little Oscar safe, even in your dying moments.
I'm not dying.
Save the speech.
Dad!
Oh, shut up. Up already! Is this all you guys do? Say a few words, cry, and then die? So much for being guardians.
You know damn well my mother and Alden were more than anything you'll ever be!
I guess that's why they're both dead, and I have this.
You give that back. That belongs to the-
Guardians? Yeah. Didn't think so.
Thora, now!
What the- Ooh. Wow. That was...
Take this! Kerano!
He's gone! What?
I know. Right now, we need to focus on Thora. Oscar, the book. Did he take it?
No. Why? It's here... Hey! What are you doing with the book?
I'm going to attempt to resurrect everybody. There's nothing else we can do right now. I don't know a spell to bring them all back, but the book has one. It's our only choice.
Oh, okay.
All right. Healing. Harming. Resurrection. Here we go.
Bree Fern!
What happened?
Thora, thank goodness you're
over. Where's Bree Fern?
He fled. He resurrected you and something happened
with... The book. Where is it? Is it here?
Yes, it's here. Well, wait a minute, what's up with your skin?
What the? I'm gray!
You don't think the book did something to you?
Oscar, there's a piece missing out of the left side of my face. Look!
You're a ghoul. We have to return the book. Right now.
Return it? To who?
I don't know, anyone. Princess Asherin? Her men?
Actually, that's not a bad idea. I guess we can't exactly look after it ourselves right now. Neither of us are in the right mind for it.
So it's settled then. We're returning it.
Right. Let's get ready to leave. Oscar, wake up. We need to leave. Oscar, come on! We need to go!
What the... Thora? Where am I?
Whoa, buddy. You're here, with me. We've been fleeing from the Rutherfords, remember?
Right. Yeah. I remember. Sorry.
It's fine. I think we're okay as long as we move soon. Anyway, you were talking in your sleep. Bad dream?
Yeah. Something like that.
It's all right, Oscar. You're safe now. You're with me.
Hey. Thora? Do you ever think about what happened?
Of course. We're still living it in some ways, but for now, the only thing we can do is focus on the present and move forward.
Yeah, you're right. I just hope there's still hope for the rest of the Highlands.
As long as the memory of my mom and Alden lives on, anything is possible. Come on, let's get moving.